Today we begin our 11-day spiritual retreat here in Campo, California, June 29th through July 9th, 2006. We will have daily lecture topics, which are, I Let the Light in Me Really Shine Forth, Ways I Develop Confidence in My Thought and Spoken Word, My Inner Word is Always Changing in Charming Ways, I Look for Thoughts of Truth which Fail Logic and Reason, Being Comfortable with the Elements, Being Comfortable with World Conditions, Being Comfortable with the Health of My Family and Friends, Being Comfortable with My Personal Health, Being Comfortable with My Personal Finances, I Am the Light of the World, the Only Light There Is, My Original Purity and Integrity is My Reality, and I Am Illumined. These are the lecture topics that we will have for our 11-day spiritual retreat for 11 topics. And every day in our program, we will have our thought for today, our instant illumination, and our absolute philosopher. So this morning, as we begin our program, we will start with the thought for today. And the thought for today title is, I Am Master of My Dreams by Choosing My Dreams. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I am master of my dreams by choosing my dreams. That sounds rather redundant. I am master of my dreams by choosing my dreams. But that's exactly where we all stand. We all stand at the bottom of the heap because we don't know what to choose. We don't know what dreams to choose. We don't know whether to choose a dream of the appearance and live in the appearance, or to choose the dream of reality and live in the reality. Now, before we began our talking today, we were talking about Nigeria and the country that is living under that name at the moment. And the country that's living under that name at the moment has many situations which say to the world that it's a little less than fulfilled. And so the more we talk about how it is a little less than fulfilled, the more we empower that. The more we talk about how it is not as wonderful as it could be, the more we empower that. Well, as Sybil was telling us, Nigeria has everything anyone could want. No matter what it is, it's there. If people want things, it's there. If people want things in Nigeria, it's there, even though it's not easy to come by. It's there. Now, what is Sybil saying? Sybil is saying that if I visualize Nigeria as a first world nation, which it is, then I experience the abundance of the first world nation that Nigeria is. That Nigeria is. If I consider Nigeria a third world nation, then I experience the lack and the limitations of a third world nation, and that's what I am living in Nigeria, and I'm enjoying the abundance of Nigeria. I'm enjoying the first world qualities that a Nigeria is enjoying, because that's my nature. But my neighbor is enjoying the third world country of Nigeria because that's their nature. They want to live in limitation, and so therefore they have it. I want to live in abundance, therefore I have. So therefore, I can make Nigeria into the country that I want it to be, which I'm doing. I'm making Nigeria into a first world country, totally having everything any other country can have, whatever the country's name may be, New York, Japan, Germany, who cares? Everything that another country has in all their abundance, Nigeria has, because that's my consciousness. Now, when I go to Nigeria as a speaker and as a friend, do I experience lack there? They drive me around in Mercedes. Every place I go, we go to a Mercedes, you know. It's a reject from the Germans, but that's only because it's then a used car. But Nigerians are stepping up. At least they're starting out with quality, and they're moving on up to newness, and that's not a problem. That's not a problem. So, what's next? When I want food to eat, is there food there? Lots of it. When I want water to drink, is there water to drink? Lots of it. When I want air to breathe, is there air to breathe? Lots of it. You see, whatever my expectation is of Nigeria, that's what I have. Now, I was talking to a student. He is in prison here in California. And he was telling me, gee, Herb, you know what? We're here in Calipatria, in the California desert, and the temperature is terribly hot. At night, we have to sleep with something to cover us because there's mosquitoes. And mosquitoes are flying all around in the cell. Now, out in the yard, I don't see them, but in my cell, there they are. And he says, and they bite. And I said, well, now, why do you want to have mosquitoes in your cell that bite? He said, well, because they do. He said, my cellie had made some pruno, which is some illegal alcoholic drink, and then it got spilled all over the cell, and my cellie was a little bit topsy-turvy and messing things up. So now the cell stinks like pruno, and naturally the mosquitoes love that. they get high on the alcohol. And so what he needs to do, he needs to clean out his cell. Now, when he washes his cell again and again and again, pretty soon that pruno smell will be gone. Pretty soon all of that juice that was there will be gone. Now, when it's gone, then there are no mosquitoes. Now, when I was visiting at the Ogabo home in Nigeria, I didn't experience any mosquitoes. Now, they probably spray their house, and they probably spray their yards, and they probably spray the countryside to get rid of the mosquitoes. No, I imagine they're as much there for other people who want them as for anybody. But the Agabos do not allow mosquitoes in their house. They said, this is off limits for any mosquitoes. You guys just go play wherever you want, but they're not here. And I didn't see a one all the time I was there. And I didn't have long sleeve shirts and long pants, sleeve pants, long-legged pants, and my legs were hanging out, my arms were hanging out, my head was hanging out. And at night I was hanging out, and I wasn't bit by anybody because it wasn't in the consciousness of the Agabua household. Now, somewhere else it could be. They gave us shots for protection against malaria and other things when we went down there, and I didn't think of what the shots were for. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that was just like buying a ticket. You bought your ticket, you know, and that just went along with it, and I didn't pay any attention to it. I didn't name it. I didn't claim it. I didn't have it. That was not part of my dreams. That sounds like a good idea, too, doesn't it? It wasn't part of my dreams. Now, I am master of my dreams by choosing my dreams. When I choose to think about Nigeria, I choose to think about a country that is dynamic and vital and zestful and enthusiastic and alive, alert, and awake to every possibility of progress and first world country attitudes. I mean, those are just terms that they use, which are nations. So Nigeria is a first world country. Is Nigeria a first world country? Yes. And does everyone in Nigeria think it's a first world country? Yes. And does everyone experience it as a first world country? Yes. So this is what we do with our dreams. We put our dreams into motion, we master them, and then we choose to see them carry themselves out. But if we allow ourselves to have our attention drawn away to one mosquito, we're in trouble. It's just like our friend in prison. He was aware of all these mosquitoes in his cell, and he's getting bit by them, and he was unhappy with them. And yet he was telling me that he was cleaning up the cell from the pruno event, but he didn't clean it thoroughly. He didn't clean it thoroughly. Now, did he ask the officials to give him some special cleaning powder for the cell? I doubt it. Did he ask for anything like that? Because he doesn't really believe that that's where the mosquitoes come from. He thinks the mosquitoes are just inside the building, and then that's where they're going to be. So, you see, what are your dreams? What is your desire for yourself? Now, this week, we're going to be doing a lot on spiritual retreat. We're going to be doing a lot on our thoughts. We're going to be doing a lot on thinking of who and what we are and what is our goal for ourselves. And when the goal for yourself is that you are number one and you are a master, then you do not think of what Nigeria was back then. You do not think what the United States was back then. You don't think what you and I were back then. You think right now, in the now, the only time there is, that's what we give our full attention to, that's what we give our full attitude to, and our full direction to. And that's the direction that we're going. And that's the only thing that's important. So, as we begin this 11-day spiritual retreat, and it would be a lovely thing if all of you listeners on the internet who are hearing these things could be following with us. As we give our program, let's remember that right now we live in the Garden of Eden. And the Garden of Eden means by itself everything perfect. And we're going to live in this Garden of Eden of our thoughts, of our actions, of our experiences. We're going to be in heaven totally, wonderfully, perfectly from this moment on. So, join me for this 11-day adventure, and as you do, you'll find that it applies just to you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.